Okay? We'll talk about the different heads. There is a Merkata, the body of a human being and the head of a monkey. Any guesses which deity is? Hanumanji, the giver of the Atharva Veda. So Hanumanji is also a guru. If those of you who have read the Hanuman Chalisa, it starts with? Go on, louder. Gyan Gunasagar. The giver of knowledge, the giver of the gunas, by which black magic won't touch you. Atharva Veda, you know, there are a lot of magical incantations out there. To go to a zoo and look at a monkey and say how beautiful you are, all black magic goes away from you. Admire monkeys, keep pictures of monkeys in your house. They are lucky for you. No black magic will ever work. That is the strength. That is knowledge. Okay? But monkeys with human kind of head. Now that will be very tough to find. Okay, go on.
Which Veda was higher
degree than the giver? Sama. And the fourth, another Veda is Ajamukha. Ajay is the goat, the head of a goat. Ajapada, have you heard of Ajapada? Yeah, he's the fourth Veda, Yajurveda. So there are four Vedas. Vedas means ultimate fountain heads of all knowledge. So we have this paradigm in which we say all knowledge, all. Every knowledge in every form and manner. For this we have Ganesha. Ketu with an elephant's head. Elephant is ruled by which sign? Sagittarius? Jupiter? Elephant? I guess. You think so? Yeah. Elephant, Sagittarius, Jupiter. So Ketu gets exalted in Sagittarius to indicate Ganesha. See the linkage of Ketu and the sign it is placed in. To understand the head. This, I break into four parts. Why do I need to break this into four parts? Why was it necessary to break this into four parts? Who did this breakage of knowledge into four parts? Vyasa, that's very good. Any other Vaishnava out here, Vaishnava should know this. Vyasa Deva divided the whole body of knowledge into four parts. And for this purpose, he used the Ganesha as a scribe. Ganesha wrote it down. He wrote the four Vedas down. Had he not written it down, we Johnnies won't know anything about the Vedas. We people won't know a word. So the entire body of knowledge, that which has been revealed and that which is being revealed slowly, day by day, for us to digest. You know, if someone tells me that, Sanjay, you know, by jumping like this, you could fly in the air and reach India. Obviously, I'll say you're mad. Why? Because I'm not ready to take that knowledge. When my mind becomes ready to take the knowledge, I should be probably able to fly in there. Perhaps somebody would develop some beautiful instrument or maybe some kind of a medicine by which the body becomes light and it flies. Who knows what will happen in science tomorrow? 100 years back, nobody could be even dreaming about something like a nuclear bomb. It was beyond the imagination of normal people like you and I. But then there was one Albert Einstein who did come. And he changed the face of the world. Nuclear energies which can be put to good use and to bad use. So the knowledge was revealed to Albert Einstein. He did not do Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, some of it was misused. You got to understand this. So what knowledge is being revealed to you? Please do Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Let the knowledge be put to good use. Okay? Poor nations, nations without money, should be using this knowledge for the benefit of the people rather than making nukes. I think all of us will agree to this. Are there somebody who disagree? Most of you agree. Okay. So this body of knowledge was broken into four parts. And these four parts were what we call the Gomukha, or the Go, that is the cow head. Next one, anybody?
Haya.
Haya Mukha? Horse head? Third one?
Aja.
That is the goat head. And finally? Markata. Or the monkey head. These are for the four Vedas. More than explaining the names of the Vedas to you, let me explain to you what it means. For example, any knowledge associated with spirituality, any knowledge associated with spirituality, with the states of being, is Gomukha. Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, any of those isms that you know of, any and every, comes from Gomukha. These are different paths which we follow as various forms that we take as human beings to attain Godhead. This is considered the highest and the purest knowledge. Without this, the rest of the knowledge is all bogus. So, will you agree if I say that our knowledge of Jyotish must also have an association of... To remove God from our lives and say that it's a science, like as so many people say, it's a pure science. No. Keep God out of this. That's wrong. It's not a pure science. It cannot be a pure science. Because there is no way that I can measure the length and breadth of God. Can I do it? Can you tell me how tall He is? No one can. So when you can't measure, the spiritual aspect comes up. And to remove spirituality from Jyotish is the biggest mistake we all make. So never make... This is the highest knowledge. Without this, all knowledge becomes bogus. Next knowledge. Hayamukha, the horse head. Anybody? What is Hayamukha? What aspect of knowledge will it give? I'll explain this to you in a very simple Jyotish language. Jyotish language is what you all understand. I say that this is quadrants. These are the four quadrants of the chart. This is the fourth house. The house of Brahmins. House of Brahmins is the fourth house. Watery signs. To do with spiritual knowledge. 4, 8 and 12. Pisces. Emancipation from the world. Scorpio. What happens to me after my death? Cancer. What is the ultimate truth of happiness? What is the key to happiness? That is what spirituality is all about. This is the fourth house. The trines, the fourth house and its trines. The real spirituality. Higher, the horse head. Seventh house. And trines. Anything. A beautiful car. Anything which is an object of desire, anything which can fulfill your desire, comes under this. Every knowledge, every form of knowledge that is associated with the seventh house and trines. How should I deal with my husband so that he doesn't crib about me coming for this Jyotish conference for 5 days? Now, this is a serious problem. If I should not be going back from the Jyotish conference with my wife with a divorce paper in her hand. You see my point? This is 7,000 trines. Any knowledge. Oh, my wife loves ornaments. Maybe I should carry a few of them. That is higher. The 7th house knowledge related to the 7,000 is trines. How to interact with people. How to do it nicely. The knowledge of that is higher. How do I handle a business so that it maximizes profits? This. Every form of knowledge known today and that will be revealed in the future comes under this.